There was a time when I had it all. People would ask me, what was it like being untouchable? The question they really should have asked was, what happens when it's all over?
I'm so glad James Gandolfini is dead, so he didn't have to live to see this shit.
I'm sad that Robert De Niro is alive, because yeah, then he has to star in this shit.
Well, he did look kind of dead in this movie. It's like, man, his face is almost up there with Tommy Lee Jones now at this point.
I mean he's shit, his acting's dead. I just said that his acting's dead.
Oh, well, his soul is dead, too.
Yeah. After doing New Year's Eve in this, it might as well be.
Hey, everybody, we're talking about the family here, Robert De Niro's latest upcoming Oscar picture here.
I can't even take that seriously.
And Tommy Lee Jones, and was it Michelle Pfeiffer?
Yeah. Basically, you look at this cast, you go, huh, this should be good on paper. And you look at the director, it's like, huh, this could be okay on paper. And what you get is, what the fuck?
Luc Besson, he's known for Transporter, most likely. So they should be somewhat fun and, you know, entertaining at some points. But, you know, I had flashbacks of grown-ups watching this.
I didn't get that bad. It's just, this is a prime example of how to not set up your characters.
I had a problem towards grown-ups because halfway through the film, I was like, what is the point of this?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they say the point early on in this, but my main problem with this is just the character development is shit.
Yeah, my main problem with it's just boring. I don't care about the character.
Oh, well, yeah, there's that factor, too.
I was just looking at this and was like, I don't mind the characters and what they're doing so far, but goddamn, can they do something that's important to the story here? They wasn't doing shit through the whole film. I was like, when are the mobs gonna find them? When are they? And then when they did, I was like, that should have been the whole movie, goddammit, because at least that was something. But damn, the whole fucking movie was just what crazy shenanigan fish out of water story can this mob family get into?
Yeah, you look at this story, it's like a mob family's on the run because the one was a mob leader and he turned in the others, so that should be exciting, right? Instead, it's like.
I was just about to give a plot synopsis, but you just pretty much summed it up right there by saying a mob boss turned in some other mob members, and now they're in protective witness protection, and that's it.
Yeah, that's it, folks.
They bring that up in the first half of the film, and then after that, it's lightly brought up every now and then or whatever. I mean, but then you know, because you know, every family member has their own subplot. I mean, Michelle Pfeiffer, you got the daughter. Diane Agron. Oh my god, that woman.
No. You cut it out.
And we got the son, John DeLeo, who looks familiar. I know I've seen him somewhere before or whatever. And of course, Robert De Niro's the father. Tommy Lee Jones plays his parole officer, if you will. And that's pretty much the character's cast here. And the movie opens up already with a cartoonish ass gangster scene.
Yeah. Okay, people, here's how this movie breaks down. Imagine a gangster movie, except it was done by Adam Sandler, and it's not funny.
That's the thing. It seemed like they were trying to be funny in here, but I was like...
So much so that they even have the music be like, da-da-da-da-da-da.
I didn't find nothing funny. I was just like, oh, okay. She's a badass. Oh, he's a badass. Okay, I got that.
All
right.
You forgot the subplot of they're all fucking psychopaths and they all love to kill people for no reason.
And then you got a bunch of French people in the background talking shit about the Americans or whatever, which some of them deserved it. I don't mind them, whatever. I don't know. I didn't mind the acting. I thought they didn't give anything to do for these characters. Maybe the characters are, as far as development, it was weak as shit or whatever. Especially since this movie is damn near 2 hours long. And they don't do a goddamn thing in the whole fucking film.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, this movie is really just, hey, what are you doing? Hey, you're ugly. What'd you say to me? Kill, kill, kill. Move on to the next one.
Yeah, and that's my resemblance to Grown Ups. It was just, with Grown Ups, it was a gag after gag to the next scene or whatever. With this one, it just felt like a, a shot after shot of the next scene, or because I can't even call these fucking guys. I don't know what they was, whatever. And the subplots they have, they're so weak.
They don't go anywhere either.
They're weak or whatever. I mean, the only one that probably even went anywhere, and I didn't even enjoy it at that point or whatever, was the daughter, because they actually carried that through the whole film. But at the same point, I was like, that don't even feel like that person's character or whatever. Like, nobody in here feels like at the end of this movie felt like that. That was what they were supposed to do in the film.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, you can blame this all. This is a movie that the problems of it all boil down to the script. The script's too slapdash and all over the fucking place.
Yeah.
They didn't have a clear focus of what they wanted to do, and it shows.
I thought all of the interaction between Tommy Lee Jones and Robert De Niro were fucking awesome or whatever.
That's okay.
But it felt like sometimes that Tommy Lee Jones, it felt like he wasn't even in a mobster movie with his dialogue.
That's why I think it's just okay, because it just, once again, it feels just disjointed. It really does. Like, you can say what you want. Those scenes might be the most entertaining ones in the film, because they are, but they just still feel disjointed because Tommy Lee Jones acts like he's acting in a serious movie, and you see the rest of the movie, and it's not.
Yeah, because it feels like Tommy Lee Jones no more consequences, and Robert De Niro's having, like, some fucking, I was going to say midlife crisis, but this man's pushing over fucking 80 in this goddamn movie or whatever.
Yeah, kill life crisis is more like it.
He's having an old life crisis or whatever and shit like that. I'm like, now you think it's time to reflect on your life. You're being hunted down and you think now it's time to reflect on your life. I don't think you have time for that shit right now. And
plus, this movie, if you don't want people to find you, don't leave a fucking trail of bodies.
I got another thing to say, too. Now, people are probably saying Robert De Niro is one of my favorite actors or whatever. I can understand that. I can. His past.
He's one of mine, too. He's been in a lot of great movies.
He does a lot of hit and misses nowadays, whatever. But, you know, I can still see where you people might like him. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you what you should like about this movie if you do not own this movie. There is one scene in here where he does fucking commentary on goddamn Goodfellas. Now, I don't know if that's in the Blu-ray edition of Goodfellas. So if you want to hear commentary from Robert De Niro talk about that, then that's probably the only thing interesting you'll ever have of this movie. Because I find that to be ridiculous that they say, well, you know what, damn near, they pretty much said, and I'm pretty sure this wasn't a script, but I'm pretty sure the director probably took it out. Let's play one of Robert De Niro's gangster films and show it to the people in here, and they'll love it. And then let him speak about it.
That's the thing. It feels so forced in, like they had nothing to go with. It's like, hey, Robert, remember that story you told us about Goodfellas? Yeah. Want to tell that again when the cameras are rolling?
Well, it's funny because the film they had before Goodfellas, because they were going to show another film, and the reason why is because Robert De Niro is going around telling people he's a writer, and
right,
this guy's, I don't know what it was, like a festival or some shit like that, like a Q&A almost or whatever. They wanted an American to get commentary on the film or whatever, but apparently the film, they didn't have the film on or whatever, so they had another one, which was Goodfellas. And I was like, how did you go from that film to Goodfellas?
It was Transporter, and they couldn't find the copy.
Like, seriously, I was like, they went from some classical Americanized 1970 film to Goodfellas. I was like, where did that transition come in from?
And that's what I'm saying. That just shows how forced in that is. Because they're like, what movie Robert De Niro's in that he's a gangster? I know, Goodfellas.
And the best reaction out of that scene, or the best moment in that whole scene, was Tommy Lee Jones. He's like, you know what, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
I felt the same way. I was just looking at him. And then Robert De Niro's like, no, sit down, watch this. You gotta watch this. And it almost felt like Robert De Niro was having a reflect on his career and shit, because his tears started falling out of his eyes while he's watching this movie. And I was just like, yeah, that's back when you were fucking phenomenal.
That's back when you actually picked good scripts and actually had something called actor's integrity.
Yeah. Now, I understand Robert De Niro's picks, because he probably feels like, I'm getting old, and, you know, these young people are coming in taking a little work, whatever. It ain't much for me to do these days, whatever. And, you know, I got to work and eat. But goddamn it, Robert De Niro, maybe you should just retire then, if that's the fucking case.
He needs his... I gotta get my money to make Rocky and Bullwinkle too.
Maybe you should get behind the camera then, or something like that. Or whatever.
I agree with that.
That's usually what most actors around your age should do. Whatever, when they just start picking, when you go from, which I'm talking about Al Pacino, to a fucking, I'm just gonna throw out like Carlito's Way or something like that, to fucking Jack and Jill, and then when you go from fucking Goodfellas to goddamn fucking Meet the Fockers and shit like that or whatever, then maybe that's the one you need to look at your career.
Do what Robert Redford did. Just go to directing.
Yeah, writing. I don't give a damn if you're doing cinematography work. Go ahead and do that.
I don't even like Robert Redford's movies, but I give him credit for at least trying.
Yeah, I mean, the whole movie, I just kept sitting there, just looking like, because there was a lot of black people in my theater.
Weird because like they said that this movie made $5 million last night, so it's set to make 2025, which is above expectations.
Which is crazy because it was a crowded audience, which I don't
get it. Is it De Niro?
I don't remember if Robert De Niro, because I can't remember the last solo Robert De Niro film of him playing. I mean, Silver Linings Playbook, of course, but that wasn't just his film. That was a fucking collaboration film, and I don't think anybody went to go see that because of him or whatever. But at the same time,
there's that he was the lead star that they were marketing in that piece of shit that you saw earlier this year.
Was it that Big Wedding Show?
Yes.
I can't even remember how well that did. Once again, that was like another ensemble film too. Whatever. This one is pretty much a Robert De Niro film because he is the biggest actor in here as far as the family goes or whatever. I don't know how well his films still hold up, or whatever. But there was a fucking crowd of theater, and they were just some of the shit that they were just laughing at, like when the girl was beating the dude up with the tennis racket. This dude in front of me was just cracking up, dying. Like that was the funniest shitty thing. I was just sitting there looking like, okay,
is this where our culture's going?
Oh, I said, okay, so this is no wonder the comedies of this year has been making over $100 million.
Yeah, no wonder comedies are becoming more and more like the ones in Idiocracy. Great.
I wouldn't be surprised if the director was sitting in that fucking audience with me or whatever, and was just like, people are fucking eating this up, dude.
I should make more movies like this. You know what? While we're at it, I'll make The Fifth Element too.
I'll make the A and shit. Get Chris Tucker back in there. That's the only way I'll see that movie again. Is if you get Chris Tucker back in drag and he's just hamming it up like.
Okay.
No.
I mean, I don't really have anything good to say about this movie. I can't give it a fuck it just because it didn't piss me off. It's just lazy. It's just lazy filmmaking. And if you're going to get Robert De Niro, let him be Robert De Niro. Don't try to, like, over-stylize Robert De Niro. Just let him do what he does. There's a reason he's been doing it for 50 fucking years.
Robert De Niro, after seeing some of this shit, I think he's probably a bad comedic actor.
I agree.
They probably keep trying, because I notice all these comedic films he's tried to be in, whatever, I just look at it and go, like, he just feels wrong for this.
Like, his comedy in those gangster films worked for a specific reason, and that's because it takes you out of that dramatic element just for a couple seconds, which you kind of need in those films like Goodfellas and The Godfather 2. But he can't work a whole movie of it.
Yeah, because those aren't comedy films. They have
exactly
moments in them, whatever.
Yeah, it's nice to get a little comic relief in them, and he does great in those moments, but he can't lead a whole comedic film.
And this one is blatantly a comedic film, whatever. And it's a comedic film with no jokes in it. It's more what the action does, whatever. And the action
it's more banking. Funny. It's banking on the idea that Americans love violence and they think it's funny. That's honestly funny how I felt about it.
It's funny because they were in France too at that too, whatever. And I was like, okay, this is kind of like making us. This is almost some Sex in the City 2 shit for me right now going on.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't really have anything else to say. I give this a low stream it. I really have nothing to recommend, but it's competent enough that I can't give it a fuck it.
You know what? There's nothing going on in this movie. I mean, I was sitting there wondering, this is going to go somewhere. Where's this going to go? Whatever. And then the shootout at the end of the film, it was a nice little relief because I was just like, at least something's happened. I mean, it ain't good at all, whatever. But I was like, at least they're giving the daughter here something to do at the end with the whole shooting and taking out some of the guys, whatever. I thought it was going to be Robert De Niro doing all that, but he only takes out one guy, reluctantly. And, you know, I guess I'll go ahead and give it a low stream. It's you know, fuck that. I'll give it a fuck. Yeah, I ain't got no intention of seeing this shit again, whatever. And people don't even waste your goddamn time, money, whatever. I ain't going to be nice in this fucking film. I'm wasting my goddamn time.
All right. Well, we got rid of the gangsters. Now it's time to get to the ghosts.
Yeah, some more bullshit for you guys later.
Later.
Special. And I'm feeling
good. Why'd you kill the plumber?
I didn't kill him. I took him to the hospital.
Who's going
to
fix the pipes now?
Well, who's going to rebuild the supermarket that burned down the day we got here? Huh?